There's about $17 million that comes to the health department from local sales tax that helps support primary care. And there's a great deal of primary care currently at six clinics that's delivered directly by the health department, which is very, very important.
You've got the clinics that you mentioned. There's immunizations, restaurant inspections. You have public campaign issues, whether it's air quality, obesity, tobacco. How do you prioritize what the county health department should do?
Well, there are certain things that are required by legal statute, and so those obviously are the highest priorities. I think the rest of it has to do with looking at what is really best for our community as a whole, trying to be smart about that. But it is also my duty as health officer, and this is written in the statutes, that it is my duty to help assure access to health care. And so I take that very, very seriously. This has really been my passion, to help as much as possible ensure that people get access to health care, especially the more vulnerable and low-income members of our community.
Now, you've been chief of staff at Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, and as we talk about these financial considerations, you hear calls for the county to get out of the hospital business. How do you react to that notion?
That's been something that county commissioners in the past have been known for saying, and I think depending on who it is and what their agenda is, that can mean one of two things. One interpretation would be to shut down the system altogether and not provide for indigent health care. The other interpretation is to have it under some other type of management, but still preserve it. In other words, not have the county commission be the board of directors for the hospital, which it currently is. So the proposal on the table right now is to take the hospital and take it out from under the direct control of the county commission and put it under a new health care authority.
What difference do you think that would make?
Some of the details are still pending, as far as I understand. But one of the major advantages of a health care authority is that it can function a little bit more like a private entity with more flexibility. When you're running a health care business, if you will, you have to be able to react quickly to needs, to market forces. You need to be able to adjust your resources. You need to be able to hire and fire as you in a more rapid fashion. So there are a lot of things about county bureaucracy that encumber the hospital in some situations and make it very hard to do what it needs to do to deliver good health care in an efficient way and even in a cost-effective way. I think one of the concerns is who is on the health care authority. Some do need to be political appointees, I believe, so you have a representative government, if you will. But on the other hand, I think you need to have people who have expertise. I think you need to have representation from the medical staff, the doctors. There needs to be broad representation. Something needs to be done to just make sure that we don't end up in a situation where it's political cronyism.
If you think about public health issues, what do you see as the primary challenges here in Jefferson County?
One is obesity. We're one of the most obese states in the country, one of the most obese regions in the world. And if we're not very, very aggressive with that now, we're going to see downstream costs that are just going to be astronomical. Another big priority is tobacco. Certainly, we want to help people as much as possible quit smoking. We recognize that's an addiction that's very hard to overcome. So we want to try to improve resources to help people quit smoking. We want to educate people on the dangers of tobacco smoking. Tobacco smoking is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States.
You've talked about the disconnect some people have between their choices and their health. For instance, that they don't think about the number of calories in soft drinks or how much sugar is in sweet tea. As a county health organization, what position are you realistically in to really influence those individual choices?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I tend to be a little idealistic, so at this point I'm saying, we can educate people and we can improve people's choices, improve labeling, but it really is a very tough battle.
So when you think about your time leading this organization, for you, what is success?
There are definitely very measurable things that we can look at in terms of success. Simple things like our tuberculosis rate, our syphilis rate, our smoking rate, our obesity rate, things like that. I think success would hopefully be to bring more different people to the table, more nonprofit organizations, different hospitals across the community, people from different walks of life, people on different sides of the political aisle. So it is really my hope that more and more we can come together and find common ground to do things to improve the health of our community, and I mean health in the broadest of terms.